From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Hudson resident Osun Ozoti, 30, has announced his intention to be the, and I quote, nation's first openly transgender, non-binary congressional candidate for the New York 19th Congressional District, end quote. In a statement, Zotique said, and I quote, I'm running for the U.S. Congress because, as a strong, transformative community artist leader who is neither man or woman, I embody the unity that this country needs right now, end quote. They praised current U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, who is stepping down to become the state's lieutenant governor. Zotique is a teacher, community leader, and a Ph.D. candidate. Zotique has served as director of Out Hudson since February. They were a write-in candidate in the recent Hudson School Board election. Zotique finished sixth in the field of six candidates. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Steuben County Supreme Court Judge Patrick McAllister on May 20th approved the congressional and state Senate maps drawn up by a court-appointed expert after a few changes to the maps released earlier in the week. There are now four different congressional districts for the Upper Hudson Valley. The biggest change locally to the final maps is that Rensselaer County has moved from the Capital District's 20th District to Representative Elise Stefanik's North County District, the 21st. The 20th District loses Rensselaer County and gains Saratoga Springs on the new maps. But Amsterdam, where current 20th District Congressperson Paul Tonko lives, was kept out of his own district, but he says he will still run for re-election there in a rematch against Republican Liz Joy. The other big change locally, the Daily Freeman reports, is that Ulster County is still split between the 19th and 18th congressional districts, but the city of Kingston will now lie entirely within the newly formed 18th congressional district, while the towns of Wawasing and Ellenville will now be split between the 18th and the newly formed 19th district. Current Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, a Democrat, faces Republican State Assembly person Colin Schmidt in the 18th district election in November. But first, Ryan is running in the 19th congressional district special election to replace Antonio Delgado, who is expected to resign soon to become lieutenant governor. Ryan will face Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro in that special election. Then Molinaro will be in the general election for the 19th congressional district against either Jamie Chaney, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, or political newcomer Josh Riley of Ithaca, or Hudson resident Osun Zotique. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Zoning Board of Appeals has approved plans to convert the former Terry Gillette Mansion on Union Street into a 30-room boutique hotel, cafe, and lounge. In March, five members of the ZBA voted unanimously to grant a zoning use variance to Montecito Venture Partners, an investment group focused on real estate development and hospitality. The area of Hudson where the building is located is considered a residential area, but because the hotel has its own on-site parking and received minimal complaints from neighbors, the ZBA approved the variance. The mansion building was constructed between 1850 and 1865, and it sold in the last century to the Hudson Elks Lodge in 1935. Zoning Board of Appeals Chair Lisa Kennelly said, and I quote, I think all in all, this is good for Hudson. Tourists have no place to stay on the weekends. The company is very community friendly. They were open to hearing ideas and didn't want to change Hudson, end quote. California-based Montecito Venture Partners owns Casa Cody, the oldest operating hotel in Palm Springs, California, Silver Lake Church in Los Angeles, California, and Hotel Willa de Tejos in New Mexico. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, 601 Union should make a fine hotel with ample parking already on site and only one residential neighbor, end quote. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXC on-air volunteer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union that on May 20th, the State Department of Health released information on two possible cases of monkeypox under investigation in New York City. The U.S. reported its first confirmed case in a Massachusetts resident 2 days before. The state is awaiting official confirmation from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and is contact tracing for the case. Monkeypox is similar to smallpox in that it causes lesions all over the body and can lead to serious illness. 1 in 10 people who contracted it in Africa died, according to the CDC. This particular pox virus was first discovered in the late 1950s in African lab monkeys. The first human case was found in 1970. Monkeypox was first reported outside of Africa in 2003. The CDC said it is tracking multiple clusters of monkeypox that have been reported in early to mid-May in several countries that do not normally report monkeypox, including Europe. When asked if monkeypox is something to worry about, the State Department said, and I quote, "Based on the limited information available at this time, the risk to the general public appears low," end quote. It is considered a rare virus, and while it can be spread through respiratory droplets, contracting it demands very close contact with an infected person for an extended period of time. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.